A millennial checks their phone 150 times a day. We're distracted. We're distracted. There's a reason why we forget that 10th item on our grocery list. There's a reason why we forget the conversation we had the day before. There's a reason why we're just kind of scrambled all the time. We are distracted. Now, the good news this morning, my friends, is that Jesus did not have an Android, okay? We know this. He didn't have a smartphone. But even better news than that is that Jesus intentionally chose solitude in his life. Let me give you an example. We know by studying the Gospels that Jesus over 39 times either practiced or taught solitude. And in the Gospels, we also have whole days of Jesus that are listed for us. Take, for example, Mark chapter 1. It details what we think to be a 24-hour time period of Jesus. And this is how it goes. I'm going to paraphrase it, give kind of the lucky interpretation of what happens in Mark chapter 1. It's close. In verses 14 through 15, Jesus' day starts by proclaiming the good news and forgiveness of sins for all people. The very next thing he does in verses 16 through 20, check it out, is he calls out disciples to join him, Andrew and Simon. He's by the lake shore. The very next thing he does, it doesn't tell us this, but we think it's, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes to the synagogue, he hears the Psalms being read, and a demon-possessed man comes into the synagogue and he heals the demon-possessed man. People are just stunned by his authority and teaching, it says. The very next thing he does, we can imagine, let's say it's 3 o'clock at night, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he goes to Simon Peter's mother-in-law's house and he heals her of a fever. And we can imagine they had kind of a party after. It doesn't say that in the Gospels, but we can imagine they were excited because she was healed at this point. Then the very next thing the Gospel writer tells us is that everyone from the town showed up at that house, and Jesus healed people with various diseases. That was all in one 24-hour period. Wow. What would Jesus do the very next day? Maybe do something even more spectacular and top everything he did the day before. No, Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says this. Jesus left everyone and went to a desolate place to pray. Jesus chose solitude. Now, what we want to do this morning is make sure we have the proper understanding of what solitude is, because there are a lot of different definitions of what solitude is. And I want to do it with just three statements. I'll throw them out there, and then I'm going to correct them with some biblical teaching. The first is this. You might be thinking this morning that solitude is being alone. In fact, if you're online, you can Google this, but come back to the service, but Google, or just find the definition, go to Wikipedia and look up solitude. The definition that you're going to find is this, being alone. So you might come away with a thought today that what I need to do is just go out in the woods or find that room in the house where no one can find me, the man cave, and I can hang out there and no one can track me down, being alone. But that's not the definition we want to have for solitude. Solitude is this. Solitude is being alone with God. When Jesus was alone, yes, he got rid of the distractions that were going on, the rumors that were in the town, but the one thing Jesus did repeatedly, it says in the Gospels, is when he was alone, he was with his Father in prayer. My friends, in our solitude, we seek out to be with God. And the great news for each one of you is that God wants to be with you. God doesn't want to be impersonal and detached from your life. He wants to be with you in your moments of being alone. James chapter 4, verse 8 says this, "Draw yourself to God and God will come near to you." So many people today think that the best thing that they can do is to run away from all the things that are happening, all the news that is going on, and just hide, maybe in a forest, away from everything. That's not solitude.